the meeting to order, please. Roll call, please. Kernan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yep.
Logan? Miller?
Yep.
Chief Smith?
Yes.
Motion to approve the agenda, please. Do we have a second?
Second.
Chief Smith?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yeah.
Kernan?
Yes.
Miller?
Yeah.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Only question I had was an E for the liquor licenses. What is STAR?
Oh, geez. Because I had even put them on. I believe it is the gas station down on 4th Avenue South or Highway 30 in the corner.
Oh, okay. All right. So moved.
Second.
Chief Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yep.
Miller?
Yep.
Grandin?
Yes.
Citizens input. Hearing none, we'll move forward with tourism report. Told you, Drew.
Just in time, huh?
Hey, it was only like 2 minutes, not seven.
All right, so, like I said, some of the things that tourism has completed for this quarter was we attended the Red Rye announcement party. Got a little insight from attending that, obviously. We attended a special summit with the Donna Reed Foundation for Performing Arts. Learned a little bit about what they're doing there and how the CDC can assist them a little bit as they try to work through the building back in repair and everything like that. I have a meeting with their representative about conducting some of their tours, so we'll kind of see how that goes. We talked a little bit in the tourism meeting this morning. We also went to the tourism conference for the state where Governor Reynolds spoke. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, David Durham, also spoke. So we got actually a lot of good insight from that conference, so I would like to attend that again next year, if possible. Worked a lot on a March Retail Mania promotion that went fairly well. Sounds like a lot of the stores want to try and be able to kind of help the cause a little bit more on that, so we can kind of collaborate and advertise at the same time. So I think we got some words with that. It's kind of a good start to another promotion, kind of banking off the basketball deal. The Barbecue Fest, we've got all online registrations put out there. We've got just another vendor signed up today, so we've got about 8 different food vendors already signed up for it. We've got the headliners booked, so if you guys haven't heard, you got Hairball and I can't even say the guys, the country guys, the music men.
Yes, Casey.
He'll be doing the country show on Friday, so we got that going for us. And then as far as what we got coming up, we got Manila Madness on May 4th. It's a bike ride from Denison to Manila and back, and that corresponds with Hot Summer Nights that same night on May 4th. So when the riders are done, they can come up and hopefully party up here in Denison. So encouraging tourism there, of course. We've got a meeting with the Western Iowa Tourism Region where they have printed out a bunch of tour guides that I'll be able to collect and get out to different hotels and places around town and in the county. We are planning for the CDC Industry and Business Golf Tournament. That will be in June 4th. Also, Red, White, and Boom is coming around here soon, so we'll start the planning for that. We hold out at Yellow Smoke, so that'll be July 3rd. And then we're still working on Barbecue Fest. Like I said, we just got a registration coming today, so I coordinate with all the vendors and all the contest people that sign up for it as well. So far, the online registrations work really well. We put the promo codes in there, so if we need to discount something, makes it a lot easier and a lot easier to track. So
awesome.
That's our report for tourism.
I asked him all my questions at noon.
Yeah,
so.
She got me already. So.
Yeah. I will say good job, especially promoting those bands so early.
Cool. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Like I said, really the band came out there. Like Paul's really new. I'm new there, but we're almost at the point where we can't say that anymore. We're almost in their year, but they've done. We work really well as a group, and they have helped me a lot as I've gotten my traction there. So.
I guess if I could only say one thing about Barbecue Fest is I felt like in the past, you know, it relies a lot upon local donors and sponsors to fund a lot of it. And I have always felt like we should do more to promote them. Like a lot of them just get one little tiny little, you know, their monogram or their emblem or whatever on one post. And it's kind of like,
right.
I feel like we could probably do a little bit more for the businesses if we have time.
Right, okay.
So they do it year after year.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, and it's a lot. Plus, they're usually volunteering their time, too, and so just maybe more recognition would probably be appreciated.
I agree. Okay.
In the rules of the meeting, are residents allowed to comment on what the updates?
On what?
On the updates that they shared regarding tourism.
We can't make any decisions or do anything, but yeah, if you have something to say, sure.
Just to let you know on the community, I know that there's going to be likely less turnout because of the law that our governor just passed regarding immigration. And so I was wondering if there was going to be a statement from the event coordinators, maybe the CDC, to ease people's concerns and get them out there celebrating and, of course, spending money.
Great. I can say that we are going to, I'm aware of that, and it's something that we can discuss. I know you've been over the office before, so we can talk about whether that would be something we want to announce publicly. Yeah.
Thank you, Drew.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay, non-governmental organization presentation.
That's me. So
can you introduce yourself for everybody?
My name is Juan Carlos Montanez. I'm new to town. I've been here for a year come April. I'm very civically involved. I have a master's degree in business and healthcare leadership, and I like to be civically engaged, both as an activist and as a volunteer. And so I've become familiar with organizations that are here in town and become a member of them. That would be Rotary Extension Club, PFAC, which is a hospital group, LULAC, which you're familiar with, and then trying to think, there's others. And so what I've found is that they have very little involvement from the community. It's mainly just a core group of us volunteers that show up at the different groups. And I think that it would help to increase community engagement if we had a clearinghouse for all these non-governmental organizations. So typically what I've seen is that communities have available on their website a community resources page where a tab on the city page or whatever. And on there you have everybody listed, and they can list what their projects are, what kind of volunteering they're looking for. And so, essentially, people, residents, citizens of Denison can shop what interests them based on what projects are upcoming. And so, right now, what I've noticed between working with the different groups, there's overlap in some of their goals, and they're not creating a coalition because one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And then, additionally, the issue with volunteers. We can't seem to encourage volunteerism in the community, and we're hoping to up and raise our, be a little more loud in our outreach. And I spoke with Paul and with Maura at the CDC. I used to be a SBDC consultant for small businesses that start up here in town, so I have a good relationship with them. And I spoke to them about the fact that they list community events and activities there. Does it make sense for them to host these groups? And she's in agreement that it's something to benefit the city with city-based community activist groups. So it makes sense that it was housed here.
Okay.
Do you have examples of some other, of, you mentioned other communities. Yeah. Do you have examples of other communities?
Yeah. And so the example I have isn't apples to apples.
Okay.
So first I wanted to ask you guys if you would even consider it, because then I can put in the time to finding somebody that's similar in size, similar demographic. Because I come from a large city, and we have it. And so just to make it so that it's more appealing and better understood by you folks, I'd like to find somebody that's similar in size and that has something like this already in place. But it's common.
But, I mean, you still have to get somebody, an individual would still have to click on the city's website, right? Or would there be other...
We'd all be able to share the city's website, so that we also encourage people to become familiar with and make use of the website.
Okay, so you'd use...
Yes, within our groups.
Share it. Okay,
yes,
within our groups. Okay. All right.
And so the idea is that maybe we would list, depending on the group, we'd list our agenda, we'd list our current projects, proposed projects, and for me, as a member of these groups, I would go and shop and the other groups' sites and figure out, I got a great idea. Oh, wait, they're already doing it. Or maybe I want to do it because I come to it from a different point of view, and I reach out to them and say, hey, let's create a coalition. But right now, we're not seeing each other's cards.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying yes or no, but I would like to see more information,
sure.
You know, from other communities, or if they feel that they're getting much, you know, maybe people actually clicking on it. I mean, actually getting what you're saying that your ultimate goal is.
And right now, I just figured I'd see I'd test the waters and
pulse
and by hand, you figure out what's going on with you folks and your thinking. I approached the city manager's office, but upon their not being interested, I was told that I could write the letter, and so I did, and so here I am.
Awesome. Any other questions for him tonight?
No question for me. I guess my only concern about running things on the city's webpage is that once we start letting certain content on the page, then we have to really be careful about what we don't let on the page as a matter of First Amendment law.
If
so that's my concern.
Were you handed out the letter I wrote?
Mm-hmm.
On it, I explained that we should have moderation because it's going to be important that we don't have any foul play.
And then it becomes the job of the city to monitor that.
I listed that we would have volunteers, and
I can't with the city website. Can you?
I have my own marketing company, and so I spoke to my partner, and it's easily enough created the content for the civic groups, and just a link amongst many links that are shared on your website. And so creating it, and whether or not we're going to allow people to actually engage community group user groups or whatever, that's all open to discussion. It can just be somewhere where it's just the clearinghouse and just the information from the groups.
Yeah, well, because the letter kind of mentioned, like, you know, people would give their comments.
Yeah.
And
yeah, again,
that's my concern, is
yeah,
who filters the comments, and at what point does our delegation of that responsibility to a volunteer become us acting?
No, now that I've given you this, which is a first draft, now it gives me an idea that needs to be cut out.
Well, maybe
because then it simplifies things.
I mean, maybe if you have a company, you could create the website, and the city could simply have a link to the website, like I think we have.
And I was wondering if that would be a possibility. That might actually solve a lot of things.
I mean, that to me seems more workable.
Just all the options are out there. Main thing I want to do is make sure that we're truly benefiting from these community groups and their efforts.
The idea is wonderful. We just have to make sure we,
you
let one post on the city website and
not
Pandora's box.
It'd be a lot better if we just added a link where if you want this, then it goes to our page and goes somewhere else.
And CDC, because they already handle a lot of the events, them, and they said, well, if the city is ultimately adamant that they're not going to be involved, we can talk about doing it through that CDC. So maybe the CDC does the manpower, the female power, and then we just have linked to you guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see the CDC being more appropriate because the activities and the events. I mean, we're the governmental entity, so we've got ordinances, we've got different groups, and we've got, really as far as information that may be of interest would be contractors that maybe projects that. But beyond that I don't think we really advertise that we're going to have. The barbecue fest is more of the chambers.
I'm starting to picture maybe the groups chip in and. My LLC will create the content, host it with the CDC, and have linked with you guys.
I could see there being I think it would be appropriate to have a link, because we do have a link on our page for residential services, and it has, what apartments do we have, who are the realtors, so I see that as the same genre of information to the public. So, if you want to develop it further and bring it back.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I think everybody's open to that.
And just let City Hall know when you want to present to us again, and we'll get it on the agenda and let you know. Thank you for your time tonight.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Discussion and possible motion on Michael and Patricia DeLong request.
Yes, we're looking for basically a reimbursement from the City of Denison for about $4,000 for concrete work we have to have done, kind of in front of our house.
You're on Ballard Drive. Are you on Ballard?
Yes. I drove by it every day. So.
Yep.
I'm sure Corey did too.
Corey did too, yep. Yeah, so initially, Chad, I contacted him. He couldn't be here tonight, but he was going to make a small section. And he was approached by the city on January 31st that as of that day, there was a new ordinance that we had to replace the entire section.
I vaguely remember.
We talked about that when we did our city tours, and we said that we would not cover, we're not making them pay for the entire panel that had to be put in. We would supplement the small piece they had to take out.
Whatever part was theirs is what they'd get.
Right, it's what they would get reimbursed for.
My understanding was also that DMU was present and told Chad that they wouldn't recommend cutting out as much as what was cut out because of the new specs that were passed by council well before January.
Did you do a panel, Mike?
That he went to cut into it, and then his employees who were also cutting into it broke a chunk of the concrete that caused the panel to not be salvageable. So there was more to Chad's situation, that he was advised by DMU of the new specs before he cut into the street and recommended trying to fix everything up to the curb line as possible. And he cut. Now, again, I was not there. I don't work in that line of business. I don't know if it was necessary or required to go out to the main, but I was told that that was the recommendation that was given to the contractor.
Was it for the sewer, guys?
Mm-hmm. It was underneath the street is where we had
The sewer is in the middle of the street. And as bad as their sewer line was, there is no way you could just stop at the curb.
Right.
Was part of it because of the tree roots?
Yes.
Yeah,
so would it be who
would
get a bill
for
what the city part of it should be?
I think the way Chad broke the $4,000 is what was the extra of it. What it would.
Sorry.
I mean, $4,000 to replace a panel, that probably ran around with it.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But the contractor should be putting that in the bid for the work. If the contractor knows, the contractor has to dig into the street to get to the main.
Yep, and so he separated that out of the initial bill that he told us was going to be $8,500 for the portion that he thought he was going to have to replace.
But then they came in and made him replace the entire panel and just not his two-foot cut, or three-foot cut into the street.
I mean, truthfully, in my opinion,
a homeowner having to go into city property to do anything is ridiculous.
That's where the meeting is. There. That's not the city's fault.
I know we met there.
The city's job is to provide a hookup.
Well, right. That homeowner's job
we
is
pay,
to
we pay taxes and a lot of fees to
and that's what they did. Like the hookup is up to your property line. Because when they stub in, they stub to your property line. So, in my opinion, when they did through the water, is that from the property, with the water anyway, they go up to your curb box, which is always up in, it's not out in the middle of the street, it's up in your yard somewhere.
What was, how much was it for to replace the panel 8?
The $4,000
for the panel.
For the panel.
Oh, for the panel. Additional.
Yeah. Additional.
Okay.
Right.
But Chad, guys, vote some of it. Why should we?
Are there but the that's but are still, you're cutting contracts.
I did not know this. Is the first time I was told. So, that. I mean, this is the first time I was told.
I would want to see proof of that.
Well,
but
yeah, that's why I was explaining that I would recommend maybe tabling it because we met there with my friend Chad, Rod, Chris, and myself, and they talked about the issues where it was broken. Chad did say that his guys broke a chunk of it. So I assume he wouldn't charge that if that was a piece that needed to be fixed. But I don't know. I was just there to witness it. John asked that I go up and meet with Chad and everybody that was standing there. What I explained, my part of it was I explained what was in the specs. At that point, Chad asked if he should bill us or the homeowner. I did explain at that point that I have to follow what's in the specs, and the homeowner can come to council with a concern about the bill and what was in the specs, and that's how we got to where we're at today, because I have to follow what's been adopted by council.
And I guess my concern was being told that ordinance was as of January 31st, I guess.
And when was your bid?
The bid was, I believe, a week before that. So January 24th, about then.
It would have been passed at a council meeting, so,
yeah. It would have been January 31st, but...
he could have misspoke, or whoever said that may have misspoke. This is all the second hand.
So it would have been Jessica the day that...
No, he did 8,500.
So I will go back to the second regular meeting and see if it was on there.
We discussed it, but when we discussed it with Eric, it was that...
Was the grand total for everything, for the whole work, replacing the line, the dirt work, and the roads and everything?
Right. That's what this is.
So how much did you expect to pay for concrete?
$8,500 for everything.
What we expected to pay.
Not the additional four.
Yeah, not the additional four.
Oh, okay. That was the extra stuff. Instead of having to just replace the little area that we had to access the pipe, somebody came and said, no, you have to replace this huge, big section instead of like 2 foot by 2 foot.
Yeah, and our citizens should not be responsible for that. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
I disagree. So the adoption,
because we had other homeowners that have been responsible for it.
The resolution adopted
for an entire panel? Not for an entire panel.
It was just
not
a motion.
$10,000 bill.
The first January 2nd.
Oh, so this person
on the January 2nd agenda.
And I can tell you who.
Otherwise, I mean, we would have just said, just tear up 2 feet by 2 feet, not the whole, but you were told.
Right.
I don't know why the city wanted.
Well, because it ruins the integrity of the panel.
Sure.
And it undermines the.
Sure.
Right. The subgrade of the panel.
Yeah, we discussed it when we did our street tour, and that was the one.
Right, and when we agreed with that, we agreed that we would. Eric, and actually Eric's not here anymore, but beside the point. But they said we figure out whatever that cut was, and the city would take care of the rest of that panel.
John and I stood outside. It was where Anthony lived. It was on top of the hill.
Yes.
Where Lorraine is at. We were standing there and looking at a spot, and that's when we had that discussion.
Because Eric made us go out of the way to go look at it.
Well, if that's the case, then we, the city, should be making sure that we control those costs. Because we don't even know if $4,000 is fair. So, can somebody else do it for cheaper?
We understood it as the street department would take care of part of it. Not the contractor, but they would actually do it.
That's not in a law or a regulation or a code or an ordinance or a resolution or anything anywhere. So I feel like we got to table it.
Until Rod's here.
Well, and what you guys passed, and that's what I was just asking Jessica, was... I mean, that's the, what is it, Stanford, Jason?
State Engineering
here. Yay! I was going to tear that up.
Well, there goes another $5,000.
I mean, I think it sticks for a homeowner to pay for that.
It does.
because that's where the line is at.
It's not, it just doesn't, it just is not fair. It's just not fair for a homeowner to have to do that.
Well, and if that's true that the contractor broke the a portion of the panel, it shouldn't be their responsibility to pay that to begin with.
Unless
that's
we required it to be all torn out anyway, in which case the breaking doesn't matter.
And still, when you, I mean, your husband deals with concrete, you touch concrete, no matter how well
there's
you
no
cut it.
There's no such thing as doing this little sliver of concrete.
Right, well, exactly.
Even a hunk of
exactly.
Trash.
I mean, things are going to break. I mean, you can't,
no.
You know, as far as I go, there could have been a crack in it that they didn't even see that when they started pounding the street, it cracked.
Is there any way to figure out what would be there to either reimburse them or pay off part of this?
Less than $4,000 is what they're saying it costs them to replace that whole panel.
But part of that should be theirs for getting it for going.
Well, that was part of that originally. That was part of the $8,500 bid. Is he had it figured in
the
there to replace that.
Extra on top of what they.
Now he had in that $8,500. He had figured in the concrete work he was going to have to do for just that little section.
Have you paid for?
And he doesn't.
Yeah,
we
paid
for all the
trash. No, he actually did it. He doesn't do it.
Who did the
concrete? Hyden did it.
Make sure.
Hyden did it.
You know how much he paid Hyden to do it?
My friend did not give us an amount that was near what that would be to do the entire panel.
No, it sounded really high.
But it should be, if it's going to end up being a city panel, it should be inspected, right?
Yep.
We should have somebody, if they're going
to. Well, I think Chris was out there and inspected it.
And Rod, I think.
And Rod was there when it all poured before they poured it. So it was put in right.
But I'm saying I think because neither of the two are here to say.
Should we table this until the next meeting and then a motion or something to repay them $4,000?
Well, I mean, the $4,000, one, either you should have been told that it was going to be $4,000 or we should have been told it was $4,000. We just simply said, nope, we're going to send our guys there to do it.
Right. We weren't given that amount.
So, I mean, that's, you know, I don't think it was fair to either one of us, that $4,000.
Right. Maybe we should ask.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
you know what?
Somebody's job. We wouldn't even know what's going on.
And you didn't even know at the time because you weren't there. That it was
right. I didn't know until they had. I got home.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Rod became aware of.
Yeah.
Even going.
I did contact John as soon as I knew about it.
Yeah. We spoke.
Right.
We'll figure it out. We need to pay them back or pay somebody back.
Well, we don't need to do anything. We're not obligated to do that. We may choose to because of the timing and the confusion and fairness. We may choose, but we don't need to.
But it was in the discussion, and maybe we should make it as a form of a resolution to show that it will not happen again.
We need to figure it out because there's no way a homeowner, if he's got to cut a go into the street 4 foot to replace a sewer line, he should not have to pay the
what happens
to replace that entire panel. That's
street.
Just that's not right. We pay enough taxes to this town.
Yeah, we should.
How large are those panels?
Yes.
How large are those panels? 8x6 or
no, they're
bigger than
20x20 maybe?
Okay.
Corey? Who knows?
That guy there. Engineer.
$500 worth of concrete. Yeah.
Oh, that's what my friend said. It didn't hit $1,000, but his company didn't do the work, so I didn't want to quote him. But it did not hit $1,000. Like he told us, it would cost to go from what they had done to triangle off the rest of. It was a triangle on each side of what had to be dug up to hit the main from their lot, and there was a triangle section from each side. One had a chunk tore out of it that they had broken when they were tearing it up, and the other was a triangle section to connect to the next joint. And it was under that.
Well, I would be open to like finding out how much Chad's paid Hyden to actually take care of it. I'm not okay with a big upcharge that we didn't know about, didn't ever agree that the city's responsible for. I understand equity. It'd be nice if homeowners didn't have to pay for that. But what we do for one, we've got to do for all.
Homeowners responsible for this. Now we're paying, because of the discussion, now we're paying this.
Well, it's either that or we leave a crummy street that falls apart.
True.
And then we
True, and that's
it.
Why we—that's why we do it.
Well, probably the rest of the street's crummy anyway. That'd only be the good part of the street anyway.
Probably.
So, in all reality. So.
I won't disagree.
Yeah.
And where you're at, that is the best part.
Yeah, there's a
that is the best part of the street.
Exposed rebar.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's already an exposed rebar.
Yeah. A lot of our
curves.
Well, table is good with Chad. So we can contact Chad.
I make a motion
to
table this for the next meeting.
Whoever
it is, the next meeting.
We'll go from there.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah. We appreciate it. We really do.
Thanks for
coming. I have a question. Your contractor, why you weren't notified before you...
Did someone have a second
to
the motion at the table?
$4,000.
Second.
Yeah.
We were told it had to be done. It was a new ordinance. Now, as far as the cost of the concrete work, who do you have in town that can do concrete?
A lot.
Tyven, 10 point.
Silver.
Yeah,
I don't know how much concrete runs
about 150
square foot or square yard. I mean, it's definitely a 20 by 20 and then, feet. And then the rebar and stuff and all that.
He quoted us, like I said, he quoted us 8,500. He said at most it would be 10.
And then it's 20. And that's crazy. 12.
Can I hope
that
would
be a copy
of
I do have them.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Never mind.
Do you want
them
back?
I would like them back.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a copy.
Okay. I'll go down with you. I guess I had a...
Yeah. One real quick thing. While we have our engineer here, what do most communities do?
I like the ordinance that was passed. That's pretty common.
So it is standard for
all
the panel?
Fairly standard.
Okay.
Because you're right, during the street tour, we drove past a few, then we stopped at that one on the side of the hill.
Yep.
Where there were two or three in a row where it was, why it was failing, because there was angled cuts just this wide.
That'd be Friendly Lane, right?
I think it's a good thing to have. The difficult part you have here is DMU might get to dictate what is the service and what is not the service. There are different communities that
own both.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Some say the homeowner owns to the main. Others say, nope, it's just to the curb line, but to the property line. So that's probably where you guys' hands are held as a city a little bit.
Yes, we are.
On what's the service and what is
on the North Main.
I think there's three options going forward.
13 South, you have
one is it either all eyes on homeowner, because you're right, as soon as you set precedence, that's what's going to dictate. So it all either all relies on homeowner, right or wrong, good or bad. You take care of it as a street department. You say, no, our street department will come patch this.
And that's what John understood.
You're going to have this every time. And I'm not saying good or bad, but if you say, oh, I'll just do it and then come and ask for reimbursement, you're going to
And I wasn't sure if, the city was there and said, hey, just hire out the concrete
work. The two were probably at work.
Yeah. I was on call. I knew I worked at 24-hour shifts, I was not home at all.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were there, too.
No, I went, it was right before lunch, and the concrete truck was backing up. And we asked them, they were...
On the first day when we were told.
Right, they were there, and the truck was showing up, and his other guys were showing up as well. And we asked him at that point, we had the copy of the specs with us, and we're like, are you sure you're even using the mix that's according to our specs? And he's like, well, I went with this other mix. And
they actually cut up the day before that, and they said, we're not going to pour until we talk to the city.
So it was the second day. It would have been after
it was
cut up.
After it was already cut up.
But that was before the triangles were out.
Okay.
That was where it was cut to the street, and that was before the triangles. And then we said, even if they poured the center section, the triangle that was broken, there was no way to adhere it. And then they stopped him, and I think they had to send if I remember correctly, had to send the truck back because he didn't have the right mix that matched the specs either. But his truck was there with the guys and the equipment getting out to take out the other pieces, and then the concrete was there. So there was he didn't share an amount with us. He didn't share. I did ask if he had spoke to the homeowners. He said that you guys couldn't be there if you had to work, and I was like, okay. I assume he had spoke to you then at that point.
And I think if you guys were to set a cap at a reimbursement level, guess what's going to ask for to get reimbursed?
the full amount.
Yeah, full amount. Yeah. So.
Great suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second to table this request, correct?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Zoop Smith?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Be in contact with us.
Thank you.
Engineering update on 2024 street projects, please.
Yes. Well, good evening officially.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, I do have copies of the geotech report if anybody would like a hard copy as we go through.
So there's you and Corey to share that copy. And you two are.
And we certainly want Corey was going through this page. I can summarize it here.
Thank you, sir. I'll come around.
Okay.
I'll meet you halfway. How about that?
If you walk next to me. Thank you.
Sorry, we got sidetracked earlier with the first set.
We started that, didn't we?
Yeah. We got the plans handed out. All right. So I think we'll start first with the HMA project, which has been ongoing for a while. Starting with 10th Street, that really hasn't changed since what we've been doing. It's approximately 300 foot long. We're going to do a full depth patch. There is some expansive. One thing we have learned in the last week or so, there's some expansive soils under there. Whether that caused the issue or not, I don't think we'll ever know, but we still feel that the concrete road underneath the asphalt overlay is what failed. It's starting to fault and move around, and that's what's getting your large cracks in the asphalt. There are some other cracks up and down the road, not nearly as pronounced. I would call those normal overlay reflective cracking for an overlay that's a few years old. So those will still remain. We're not going to go that far. We're just taking that 300-foot worst spot on the knob. So really nothing new there from what we've talked about for quite a while. But if anybody has any specific questions, we sure could. I mean, it will be full width. Like I said, full depth replacement. We'll put asphalt back in so it all looks the same when we're done. We'll actually fill the curb and gutter, which I'm not a huge fan of, but then it will be consistent with what will be on either end of it for just a 300-foot road. So. First Avenue is First Avenue South. No real surprises. We've always discussed doing an asphalt mill and overlay. We'll mill off the asphalt that's there. It's a composite concrete asphalt on it's composite roadway asphalt on top of concrete. We'll mill off the couple of inches of asphalt that are on there and then replace it back. So similar process to what's there now is new instead of decades old overlay. We do have a couple things to go over on First Avenue South though. At 804, that's the first house on the west side, north side of the road, they have some of their portion of their driveway tore out. That curb is goofy. They were gonna pull that curb out to help drainage. About 25 foot of curb along their driveway. I don't know if anyone, and this, I kind of wanted to have permission to someone approach them if they are going to replace that driveway back. If they go all the way up to the curb, we're going to have to pull out a couple feet of their curb of their driveway to replace the curb and gutter anyways. So I thought maybe it would be good nature to let them know of the project, let them decide if they stop a few feet short. Otherwise, they're just going to pave all the way up and then the city will come back and tear off 4 feet of it or so. Perfect. On the east.
Did you go by today?
I didn't. Yeah. We were by a couple days ago.
I'll connect with you.
Okay. East end of the project with 9th Street. Part of the overlays, we were going to make ADA enhancements, so the driveway approaches, or excuse me, the sidewalk approaches would be replaced and ADA compliant. If to do that, on 1st and 9th, there's a couple of trees that might cause issues. And I say might because you kind of never know sometimes until you see where the roots are. One of the council's
are they silver maples? Do you know?
I would imagine, just based on, I've actually never seen what the leaves on, to be honest with you.
I can tell by the bark. So if they're silver maples, a lot of those are failing right now anyway.
I mean, as big as they are, I don't think they're ash.
Yeah, they're like this.
Yes.
It's probably silver maples. They were used to replace the elm trees in the 80s. A lot of them are failing, so I would say go for it.
I mean, being a pseudist, I mean, that requires us to put back in ADA ramps anyway, doesn't it? If you do renovation,
Some of them we could work around. Other ones, again, sometimes you can cut a rope the size of your pinky and the tree dies. Sometimes you can cut a rope this big and the tree lives forever. So we usually like to err on the side of caution with trees and at least let people know ahead of time, like, hey, this tree might have to come down. And if we think it should come down and the city says take it, we would recommend including it in the plans and just get rid of them.
Put some new baby trees back up.
I mean, we've been pretty consistent with new projects that we've put
we
in the ADA,
right.
I mean, we need to be, I think, consistent.
Yeah, we have
with
to be
that.
Compliant with that, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
Consistent as well. So.
Okay.
When you say including the plan, you mean including in the bill?
Yes.
You don't have enough room to because we would probably come and take some costs on that.
If you guys could, we can chat.
We're going to have additional help with them as well.
Okay. I'll reach out to you tomorrow. Yeah, it doesn't need to be in the plan as long as it's the house. Moving on, actually, let's jump ahead to 14th Street. That one, really no differences there. Kind of did the street tour last fall, had some discussions over the winter and things. Same thing as First Avenue South, mill off the old asphalt that's there and replace it with new. CTS recommends that road being a candidate for that as well, so we kind of lean on the geotech report that you have. Same thing, we'd replace the sidewalk approaches, but really no trees or anything would have to come out. So that one's pretty straightforward. 13th place.
Is that the 14th along with the full depth intersection?
No, that's not.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. 13th place. That one at Third, we were going to do a full depth intersection replacement to correct some of the slopes and some of the drainage. We'll also include the sidewalks at that intersection as well. Both sides of that, there's essentially a block south of that and a block north between 2nd and 4th that we were going to mill and overlay. That concrete is in a little worse shape and a little thinner than all the other roads, and the geotech report does not recommend an asphalt overlay for that section of road.
What was the section? I apologize.
It's 13th place. Mm-hmm. Essentially between 2nd and 4th.
The north corner and south corner.
So, to kind of coin a few phrases that were thrown out during the street tour is, I think we would overlay this regardless type talk because we understand everything's expensive. It's a low traffic, low volume road. And if obviously we're talking probably a tenfold cost to do a full reconstruction versus an overlay, not to mention 3 or 4 month projects versus a couple of weeks. So, certainly, drastically different discussion between reconstructing and overlaying. If the budget were set to that point, and not totally discounting the geotech report, but just knowing that if it were going to be a mill and fill versus a reconstruction, and if it was do something today to make that road, the service life last quite a few more years versus sit and do nothing for many more years, I think we would kind of lean towards still doing the mill and fill.
And I drove that road. I drove 13th place and 14th around twice today. Both of them, just the mere appearance, they both look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both,
mm-hmm.
but just by appearance. And correct me if I'm wrong, any of these, based on the recommendation, that doesn't mean that, I mean, they're all going to crack.
Yep.
I mean, there's a guarantee that they're all going to crack something.
That's what concrete
does. When we did North Main last year, that was kind of a trial thing, but for cost compared to the total replacement, I don't think there's any structural cracks that have deflected through there. I don't know if you've driven that or paid much attention. I didn't notice anything, so I think it's actually a miracle that we're almost at a year and it hasn't cracked yet. The street department's just, I mean, Rod's got to be cognizant of when these overlays are done, because these are, I mean, they are Band-Aids, but they are staying in life of the streets. So when they start to crack, they've got to stay on keeping those filled up. That's very important. That I don't think was, I mean, this is something all new to us. And
I feel comfortable with, like, mill and overlay on those 13th and 14th because they're not heavily traveled.
Yeah.
If we're talking 10th Street,
the only, the only fear is if there's areas where they fall through that they're going to have stabilization. But we were also aware of that on North Main, which luckily we were at 4th Avenue and the west, the intersection to the west actually was the only spot that was soft that we ended up having to do repairs on. So we got lucky. But that could happen on any of these streets where they fall through.
Yep, so I did something that wasn't, we didn't have much in the estimate, but I think what we'll do, on, at least on 13th place, is have a provision in there for some patching, full depth patching. That way, at least we have a price for it. So
what about if you have the full depth patching just to, as a provision for it, or just be, period?
Yes.
I mean, it's,
yeah, just so we have a price so that if it does happen
on anywhere
and they fall through, we're not going through this, what's it going to cost, and have this. I mean, the only way it would be a change order is if the quantities are different. And good point that just to be, whether it's recommended or not from the geotech, all of these mill and fills eventually are going to crack. It's just, that's what happens. So just because they recommend on one road, not the other, you're right, doesn't mean one's not going to crack and one will. It's a matter of when the other. So.
And if we maintain them, it'll make it last that much longer.
Absolutely.
I mean, once it cracks, we need to tar it right away.
Yep.
Because if we do nothing, they're just going
to crumble
up. And there's just, I mean, it just, they're really, really bad.
So that would kind of take care of the current, what we're calling the HMA plan, those four roads. And actually, pertaining to those four roads, I was actually pleased with the geotech report. I think it came back about as positive as it could have, so I think that's a good thing for the city. So. Moving on to, we'll jump to Fifth Avenue because it was recommended to include that in the borings just because there was some discussion of that potentially coming up in the CIP. Nothing too exciting in that either. That one will be a full depth reconstruction if we do it. Some of what has sparked that, just to recall, or if you didn't know, some of what sparked that would be a part of the discussion anyways, was there some sewer issues and things like that down there. And it's a full-depth concrete road in pretty deep, bad shape, so we would recommend overlaying that anyways. And if you have to tear the road up, obviously, to get to the utilities, you just pave it back full-depth. So the geotech report looks fairly favorable, nothing really out of the ordinary for that road, so just so you know, going into the future, these would be good for years, these sort of warnings. Then working back to the north, 3rd Avenue South, we have some survey work done on that, kind of waiting on some decisions on what to do between 2nd and 3rd, if anything, this year, next year, whenever. 3rd Avenue South, there's a short section to the west near 11th, where there is just only a few inches of asphalt with no concrete under it. It looks the same if you drive it, so that was a little surprising to us. But as you go east towards Main, it becomes what's kind of popular in that area. It's asphalt on top of concrete. There again, it's a candidate for a mill and fill. If we decided to do that, we would just have to try to pinpoint that section on the west end, and that would be some sort of full depth reconstruction. Because right now it's about 2 inches of asphalt is all quite amazing. It looks like it does. It doesn't look much different than what's there. So.
Kind of the conversation I had early with you about 12th Avenue South, where it went from 3 to 6 inches.
Yep. We'll wait till the next one. Second Avenue, there is no concrete under that road for the 2 blocks east of Main. There again, it looks like every other road that you drive it up in that area. it goes anywhere from 3/4 of an inch right off of Main Street down to, was it 2.5 or so inches? So that, roughly 2.5 inches of asphalt with nothing under it. So there again, kind of, it's in really bad shape, but it's amazing it's as good as it is. So I'm sure that asphalt is 10 or 20 years old or more, maybe 30, 40, who knows. But, so there we kind of have two different scenarios.
They make that kind of anymore
from
Millenville. It's garbage now.
Yeah. So Third Avenue would be a candidate for Millenville minus the very west end. Second Avenue is going to be a full-depth reconstruction of some sort. You could discuss maybe keeping the curb and paving in between, but I think if you did that, then you'd notice how bad the curb is, and I don't know that we would overly recommend that, but it certainly would save on about half the cost, because then you don't have the curb and gutter to pull on, you don't have the driveways, you don't have the grading. But I don't know that I would highly recommend that as an option. I think that would be just a total reconstruction, curb to curb. So that's really no decision needed tonight. Just wanted to fill in and give you a summary of what the geotech provided for an update. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any questions?
We still have one more. And I apologize for this being a late ad. We got to it as quick as we could. But the 13th Avenue South Storm Sewer, we were able to do a little investigating. DMU, I believe, videoed that, confirmed that the issue is a broken storm sewer pipe. So right now what we're slated to have is pulling out, I would call it the north half of the road for 4 or 5 panels, and replacing the storm sewer pipe. Obviously, we would fill the void with backfill material and then patch the road. We'd have to pull some sidewalk out to fill that void off to the north. I think that's needed. What may be considered optional is pulling out some of that overgrowth and stuff on the lake shore, the stream bank, and reseeding that to stabilize it, and then putting some riprap down below. There is some erosion coming out of those pipes down below. Certainly doesn't have any impact on what happened up on the road, but if you have equipment there and wanted to do it, now would be the time, but it's not 100% necessary. So kind of want council's opinion on how carried away we get going out into the bank. Current estimate is in the 54,000 range, and I would say maybe 10 to 15 of that would be the additional extra work as far as cleaning the bank up, seeding it, throwing some riprap in there. So regardless, we're under the bid threshold, so we would still send it out for quotes, get a few prices back, and go with the lowest bid on that. That would also speed the process up so we could get it in the works.
You could put that extra work as an alternate, see where the best bid comes in, and
absolutely
go without an alternate. This is based on your cross section here, V.01, I'm assuming. Looking at that on the left side there.
Yeah, no, actually, all of that would be needed. That pinkish purplish area,
yes.
That's the hole in the ground right north of the sidewalk. If we go to sheet D1, we kind of have that orange boxy looking stuff, and then down below the yellowish brownish rock looking stuff, that would be the riprap down below. So that would be the additional. That's a good point, though. You could always throw it in as an alternate, and it's easy for the city to decide if they want to pursue it or not. Sidewalk showed up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you probably would have never known until the road.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Since this one kind of was not on the radar, are we intending to pay for it out of this year's?
We were going to look at it, doing paying for it out of the ARPA funds. As long as council is fine with that.
Or did we, I don't know how much we budgeted for our next, I just can't remember, for our next year's street improvements. Do we have fluff in that to where we can offset?
I'm just worried that we don't have until then to take care of the project and get people paid.
Yeah, no, I think we need to take care of it right away.
I believe I put it in the amendment for to spend out of ARPA. I mean, I can change that yet if you guys don't agree with that. But I believe I did put it in the ARPA fund. And if you guys want to pay for it somewhere else, there's other options too. You could do local option sales tax.
I'm just kind of wondering, is there any of our other street repairs we can back down a little bit? You know, all is 10th Street, 1st, 79th, 14th, 13th. Is there anywhere we can save there?
I just don't know how that falls really with bond. If it's bonded for next fiscal year, if we do the work before that next fiscal year, is that okay?
As long as it's in the budget, as long as we would amend for it, it should be fine.
So we use proceeds from next fiscal year for a project this year?
Yes, I mean, we'll get the proceeds in. The bond closes tomorrow, so we'll get it before the end of the fiscal year. We would just have to adjust the budget.
If you recommend coming out of ARPA funds, I would agree with what your recommendation is.
Well, we have the additional funds in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can use it for street, and this is kind of, I would say, because Jessica and I talked, and we thought, whatever was additional in there, we could do take out of ARPA for the 20th Street repairs that need to be done, too, mm-hmm. because there's that section that's bad up there. So whatever was left over, we could use out of there and then figure out how we're going to pay for that project, which could come out of bond, the bond stuff or lost or road use tax, wherever. It would just depend on the cost for that too. But that's where Jessica and I talked about what we thought would be best for it.
So we can get that bid on as soon as possible.
Okay. We've already had contractors are looking at it.
Okay, good.
Just without the information. To have their eyes on it.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want a motion or anything to let a bid?
Whatever you guys want to do first, and then I'll.
From my understanding, we don't have to bid it. We just have to get the quotes.
There's many contractors as we have locally that could do that kind of work. It would behoove us to not put that on the website and treat it. Yeah, we don't have to go through bids, but
you mean to post it that we're looking for quotes?
Website. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we can make sure between us and the city, everyone that we want contacted, plus something to be contacted.
Yeah.
It's just we don't have to do the formal bid process.
Right.
We can just collect quotes.
Right.
Yeah, and the concern is it's separated more today. Because of the rain, from where we were at before, and I just worry that if we have to go through the formal bid, letting in the weeks that it takes for those to come in,
I don't think we
could just end up in a different situation.
We don't want to be we got two, so therefore we're good. No.
Right.
No, we can put it out on the city website.
Edit bidding, but get all of our licensed contractors that are inform all of them and give everyone an opportunity.
Usually, what we recommend is, whether it's a shortlist for one reason or another, or whoever, we still give them a date. We want you to call back by whatever day.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Get the bid back.
Yeah, so then we can review them and have them on the May 7th agenda.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
And it's unstreet related, but 20th Street Storm Sewer. That has been dragging on a little long, but we just got a response back this morning from one of the potential lining contractors. He won't guarantee it'd be perfect, but he thinks it would be lineable. It's expensive, $100,000+ to line it, but which we kind of expected because it's such a big pipe.
How far was he looking to line it? Just off 20th or
big a liner, they will need more than just manhole access. So, as an example, that manhole that's caught in the middle of the intersection of 20th and Bel Air, they would probably have to cut the road open, lift the top cone of the manhole off so they have the full 4 foot roughly access. So there would be some additional cost and work needed other than just the lining itself. But I was hoping we'd hear back from the other two by this afternoon, but we haven't. We've been bugging them for about 2 weeks now. So I don't have a full update on that, but it sounds like at least one company has said it's potential to line.
What size is that drain?
I think it's a 30-inch CMP.
So if that's, just say, roughly 125, if we have that and the 13th Street repairs, you know, roughly looking at about $200,000. I mean, do we need to think about knocking off one of these, like 13th or 14th? For a year to pay for these instead, because I don't know that neither of these things were in any budget.
I don't know the bond figures offhand.
We put the 20th Street in the bond. 20th Street was bonded based on the 100 and some thousand that we had.
Okay.
And then 13th was not. That was a surprise, which is why we came up with ARPA. But 20th Street was in the bond.
Perfect.
I want to say it was at like a little over 100, because I had gotten a quote on a 5 foot like concrete. I mean, it was a full replacement. It was like 150-ish. So we might just be in the same ballpark and be able to leave more space than what we got a quote on just for the concrete of that one little area. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like more, but that one was in the bond. Because we replaced M Avenue with 20th Street.
Because we were guessing on that, hoping we were right, and then trying to figure out where we'd get extra money if we couldn't.
We did just some very basic Jody and Jessica math. So we might be out there.
There is another, it sounds like there are not drainage issues in that area. So another option normally would be could actually shove a small pipe inside the larger pipe. However, there's at least two pretty decent bends in that pipe somewhere. Based on the video and just where the pipe has to run, so that would not be a candidate for that. So I think if we're doing anything other than new, it's going to be like a cure-to-place pipe liner. So I don't know if you've done that in sewers in the past in town, but it's...
Yeah, being used to a lot of that.
Yeah. So it's similar to... I always tell people it's kind of like if you get a cast put on a broken arm, it comes out really slimy and pliable, and they shoot it down there and then heat it up, and then it turns into really hard, like when you...
It's like a hard epoxy.
Yeah, and that's what it's epoxy resin. We don't assess it up. So.
All right.
So, we will have more information for that in the next coming days.
After we get that amount, I can talk with Jason and we can check on the bond and just verify your concerns and then either give you a call or shoot an email out to everyone and decide if we want to press pause on one of the streets. Because what were we talking about? Potentially bidding the streets. When did we want to get that?
I would recommend doing that as soon as possible, like maybe even setting dates at the next council meeting. So we wanted to give you, we're essentially done with the design. We just wanted to present everything with the geotech report and make sure everybody was still on the same page and wanted to move forward, so comfortable with that.
Yep. Do you have your engineer's estimate, guesstimate on what everything's going to cost, so Jessica and I can go through and then we can determine what we've bonded for versus what?
Yep.
Estimated?
I'll get those to you. We haven't updated them for a couple months.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Probably boring, but
no.
It's awesome.
It's progress, right?
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's progress.
Yeah,
you want to have it done right, and I feel like you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Well.
We might not be able to afford all of it immediately, but no.
Is
that
the
information you gave for us?
It was a rough figure for the bond, but then he said that after we got CTS back and had an idea of what we want to mill or fill or full depth, we'd be able to kind of
hone
in on
that. Yeah, those are things that are fine, but I don't want to update them only now that we got more design done.
I like updated information.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, me too.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Motion to approve amendment number 3 for HGM Associates Incorporated for the design bid alternate for geothermal system. Well, so this is our gamble. $36,000 for new plans that we may not ever use or be able to fund the project that includes these plans. But if all goes well, it's a good savings. So, does somebody else want to make the motion? I'll move, because we don't have, I mean, you guys seem pretty set on wanting to pursue this last time.
I think it's just a ridiculous amount of money that you want to, I mean, you're pulling furnaces out, you're bidding on digging holes in the ground and equipment. They're taking us to the cleaners on that bid.
Isn't the big thing because they're relocating all the everything from outside?
Yeah.
Is that what the rationale or the method of that?
There was something about having to move.
I don't, that's so good.
Yeah. I think there's all rooftop units now where they have to go inside and actually make rooms for furnaces and stuff, basically. So
you want to pursue it or not?
Worth it for the best interest of taxpayers, potentially. Hopefully.
What were their estimate was like another $1 million out of the project if we did it?
Even more than that. Of course, before tax credits, right, Jess? Like $1.5 or $2 million additional cost for the project. But then the hope is that you get that back in tax credits and energy savings.
Maybe we'll get some of it. I don't know if you're going to get $1 million.
I mean, we've spent $36,000 on worse things in this community. At least it's a, you know, attempt to save. Good faith attempt to save.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a little bit better about it. I hate the fact that we're so far along the plans.
Yeah.
That's what we're budgeting for, you know, grants that we've applied for.
Then why we didn't come up with this earlier?
On the other hand, you know, to have that in the plans is something that might be more favorable to the new market tax credit people, for the CDEs that have tax credits,
right,
just having that geothermal energy efficiency aspect. So I feel like it's a close call.
When you're talking $18 million to $36,000, I mean, it is. That's understandable.
Okay. So I'll second that.
Sue Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Miller?
Yep.
Granson?
Yes.
Discussion and possible motion to waive the fees on an open records request.
I know a little bit about this, and in my opinion, it's not a city resident asking for it. And number two is, I don't think, if we make it done for one, then we need it for everybody. And I don't think our citizens need to pay money for somebody
administration
else.
Administration spending time on it.
Yes.
So if he pays for it, though, he can get the records, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I actually ran into him today. Just did. And he really doesn't have a problem paying for it. Just wants to make sure he can get them. So
there's never been a problem.
And I already told him my opinion was that we've been pretty consistent, just named the examples of the late fees.
Mm-hmm.
And my gut feeling was that we were he would have to pay, but he just wanted to make sure that if he pays, that he'd be able to get those records. So based on just the email, I don't see anything to the contrary. So
I can't vote because many, many years ago, when that whole situation was going on, I represented Matt, not public record, so that's not anything that's not confidential. So I feel like I probably can't vote on it one way or the other. I will just say, like, from personal experience, that's about what we pay for copies of things, approximately. And a citizen always has a right to go into a place and look at the things without paying. It's just if you want copies, that's when it turns into too is because we would have to have IT go in and actually find the records.
It does not look like
I don't think that's
papers.
A citizen's problem. I think they would be allowed to go in and listen to or look at, inspect whatever it is. But if we produce, then I think we can charge. But I'm not going to vote on this just because I don't know that that would be. It's not directly related to what I did, but it's close enough where it doesn't really seem right.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll make the motion that we refuse his request for getting for nothing.
To waive the fees?
Yes, we're not waiving the fees.
Is there a second? Granton?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Duke Smith?
Capstein.
Motion to approve the POC maintenance agreement with Verizon Wireless for Park and Recreation.
I couldn't figure out what this was.
What they want to do is they would like to use purchase tablets, and I'm trying to think how many tablets there were, Jessica, 2 tablets, and this will help like with their point of sale at the concession stands, and then it will require an agreement per month, which would add on to the Verizon bill. So since it is a contract that we'd be adding, we brought it in front of council.
So they would have one at, like, the soccer fields and one at, like, the
ball
fields.
I thought we already had that.
No. Not tablets. And there's, right now, I do not believe there's Wi-Fi. We would have to either purchase the hotspot or you could purchase the tablet and, like, make them, kind of like the police department has their,
computers in the...
I was going to call them MDTs, but I don't think that's right. But they have their computers in cars and they
right.
have the internet hooked to them.
Okay.
It'd be similar to that.
Is the Little League field close enough to Pam's? They can just take
sure.
you back off her Wi-Fi?
Sure, not a problem. Not a problem. I think it's necessary with the problems that have been presented in the past, and I think it will help with their inventory.
Yeah, because what they're doing right now is, I mean, as long as we've been talking about this is not good. It's taking this long to get somewhere.
Yep.
I'll second that.
Miller?
Yep.
Kernan?
Yes.
Granton?
Yes.
Duke Smith?
Yes.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the Iowa Department of Transportation federal aid agreement for a raised discretionary project.
This is for the Donnery Bridge. Sorry, Jessica, I just started talking. This is for the Donnery Bridge. The county signed it last week.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Yeah. Wait, I got a question.
Forget to do it.
As I was reading the contract, it made it seem like we could only be reimbursed construction costs, and I thought we were supposed to be able to get back, like, our archaeology.
No,
I
think
so. We just eat all those? Is the county paying for some of that?
And then that would be with the county discussion on how much they would pay.
I don't think the archaeological, anybody knew that was even going to happen.
They were
added on at the last minute.
So that was, we approved that last time, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I thought that was all going to be, like, reimbursed. And when I read the contract, it's not. So I guess my question would be, how much is the county going to reimburse us?
Well, the county actually didn't have to pay for any of this. So what they're paying now is, we got to be very thankful. Because they didn't have to pay a dollar.
Right.
Of any of this
paying?
Bridge.
What are they paying, I think?
They're paying 50% of this bridge structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should.
And the engineering, I think,
the bridge.
Yeah, Paul did a whole lot of.
Paul did a lot of work on
Yeah, Paul's done a ton of work on this.
Yeah,
got grant money and everything.
It's just, I think.
Yeah, he's helped with the grants. I mean, getting the funding source alone.
Quite a while ago, we discussed how much we'd have to eat.
Right, I think it was in July when he came last, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he had the breakout and the split of what the city was going to be responsible for and what the county was going to. Way off on that.
I don't remember when, but he was here.
Yeah.
And he explained it all to
me. You should get your memory checks, because if I can remember
I
July,
remember
I mean...
You just made it up. Or you looked it up. You probably got it written down.
I think it goes around that time sometime this summer.
Let's see. I looked it up. It says July.
So as long as the county's paying for half of the stuff, that's fine. That's how this says, and that's why I want to really
sure. Don't go July 4th because we didn't have a meeting that day and I can't delete the packet for some reason.
It doesn't matter. We trust you.
It happened.
Sorry,
we have a motion and a second.
That was my only question.
Roll call, please.
Oh, sorry. Kernan?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Duke Smith?
Yes. Motion to approve the quote from Kaufman Trailers, LLC, for the purchase of a trailer in the amount of $9,090.
We got other bids for this?
Yes.
Was there another one, too? Haley?
Haley was much higher.
The Rice Trailer didn't give us a bid?
He went down.
He did go down there.
Yeah. It was not a...
Okay.
Second.
Duke Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Miller? Grandin?
Yes.
Motion to approve the bid for Northside Recreation Grounds Maintenance.
So moved.
Second.
Is this just because is it for spring too?
There is the bid for the...
An alternate, right?
There is the alternate on there for the savings for the 180-day process. That if you take that versus, otherwise, what was it, $5,500 per?
It was like
$6,500 times 3.
It's like $27,000 for the MISC spraying versus that one-time thing for $17,600. I feel like that's outrageous. This is why we, as a city, need to have somebody that can spray. And crazy. So, we need to get this fixed for next year.
And if we would choose the cheaper option, I understand it's a bigger chunk now. That needs to be done, like, already.
Right now.
Have to.
And if we don't have crabgrass preventer put on already, we're probably going to be screwed. As far as if we have a crabgrass problem.
Pam, what would you do?
I discussed this with Corey last week, was it? And he was mentioning the 180 day. So if you, like in my yard, the right of way, we always got water grass or extra crabgrass. So what they would say is put your crabgrass preventer down. And some of it may have been not quite up yet, but still germinating, so then they would do a repeat application like 10 to 14 days later. So I would go with the extended, the 180 day.
Yeah, I'm going to inquire about doing the mailing next year.
Pardon me?
I said I'm going to inquire about having it done the mailing next year.
And that would take care of it. So I was in talking with Corey last week, we hashed this out.
Part that bothers me is that the quote from March said 30,000 for this year, and now it's 31,500. So I just feel like it's a really high price.
Well, other people bid it and didn't.
Well, we didn't have it up on the website for that long, and it wasn't on our Facebook. So
it was just the 1 year, right? So actually, we just need to do better.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We got to get it fixed for next year. This year. Timing, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But that's not a great price, and we can do better.
What? I missed it, honestly. The motion in the second. But I didn't know what the motion was for. Is it for the entire thing, for the 31,500 for 1 year, and then the 17,000?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, okay. I would say yes, right? Yes.
Okay, so Kernan, I think, made the motion, correct?
It don't matter.
Whatever have it, sure. They bet John.
Between the two of them. Okay. Kernan?
Blame John. Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Duke Smith?
Yes. Motion to allow the mayor to sign the 2024 bridge inspection and rating agreement with Calhoun Burns.
So moved.
Second.
Grandin?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Duke Smith?
Yes.
Miller?
Motion to approve and allow the mayor to sign the supplemental agreement number 1 to task order number 2, construct runway 1836 phase 3 stage 2, Grading Drainage, FAA AIP 3-19-0026-017.
One more time for
everyone. No, I refuse. So moved.
Second.
Zip Smith?
Yes.
Miller?
No.
Kernan?
Yes.
Granted?
Yes.
Resolution of the City of Denison, Iowa, approving submittal of an application for the fiscal year 2025 Iowa DOT Airport Funding Grant.
So moved. Second.
Kernan?
Yes.
Granted?
Yes.
Zip Smith?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Resolution setting public hearing for budget amendment number 1 for fiscal year 2023-24.
When's the public hearing going to be?
It will be May 7th. There is, I think, the 3 weeks between council meetings, so it allowed us to, will allow us the publication time. So moved.
Sorry.
Sue Smith? Granted?
Yep.
Miller?
Yep.
Kernan?
Yes.
Resolution to hire legal service for new market tax credit transactions for Crawford County Wellness Center. This is an amendment to a previous resolution.
Yeah, so this is, the council has recommended that a lot of the work be done in the name of the Friends, but we're paying the bill, so the Friends wanted to just make sure that that was clear. So this just makes that clear.
So moved.
Going to add more, but I won't.
No, go ahead.
No, no, no.
Go ahead.
We had the conversation last week, so
I can always add more.
If you buy her a beer.
I can do that.
Okay. Okay, something
Wine.
Else. I'm trying to think.
Fireball.
You like those cargoes or? Okay, enough. That's my last. I have the motion.
Second.
Granted?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yep.
Miller?
No.
Zoop Smith?
Yes. Resolution for American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds for allocation.
Your Honor, this is on the agenda. It has our past projects on here, too, but this was recommended by the League of Cities to have this passed by our April meeting where it allocates all of our funding. The items that were added that haven't been paid for completely are the Wellness Center, Washington Park Playground, City Hall Masonry Work, Library Tuck Pointing, and the 2024 street repairs. And that was just the remainder of the funds we put on that.
Should our money's all gone then at this point?
Yeah. All of the trenches.
Allocated.
Not spent.
But the one thing we've never discussed is the interest, because we have it in an IFAID account, and we've never discussed what we'll use the interest for, so that is
bonuses
not
bonuses for city council?
It's a bonus.
Yeah.
Concrete repairs for sewer mains.
It depends on the month. It's a variable rate. Sometimes you get $4,500 a month. Sometimes you get $4,100. It just depends on the month. And it will be lower by the end of the fiscal
sure.
year because we'll take out, I'm guessing, the $750,000 by the end of it. So moved.
Second.
Zoop Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Granda?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to Mayor's report. Update from Jack Reed. Senate file 2096, ending gender balance on boards and commissions will be in effect as of July 1st. Here's the announcement on that. I have been working with Wayfinding and Bethany Waltersdorf. I have been copying Jennifer on some of that communication we've sent out. You know, where we want the signs, what we want on the signs, and now I'm getting the guidelines on what should be on the signs. So it'll take me a couple weeks, but I'll get back at it. I did reach out to Elder Bridge Agency after the concern at the senior center with a complaint that one group got to, one nonprofit had to pay rent. I did find out that that was reimbursed, but they didn't get to use the kitchen when somebody else, and yeah, and so they've always said Elder Bridge dictates this, so I finally got a hold of somebody at Elder Bridge. Her name is Jody Applegate, and the city owns the equipment. They no longer take care of equipment at the senior center, so it does belong to the city, and I also spoke with Ruby Cooley with 60 Plus, And she said, no, it should belong to the city. So, I mean, we've got to treat everybody fairly. If one person rents it, that's just where I'm coming from.
If we pay for it, then it should be.
So it is, unless they have an actual agreement. I have tried to set up a meeting with the Senior Center Board. I spoke with a different board member this last time and informed him, you know, what I wanted to discuss with them, and he kind of went, well, I'm looking for two board members right now, and I don't know when that meeting is going to be, and then he kind of hung up on me. So I will still push for that meeting so I can inform that board. But
do we actually want people using the kitchen equipment down there? That means we're responsible for fixing if they break it.
Well, half of it's broken anyway, John. Every time I go down there, they tell me something new.
I mean, we're not obligated to finish it. Not under the lease contract that I saw. So, but if we do, I mean, it's a good service to for the city to provide. If we do, it should be available to anybody who rents it.
So, what I can't remember if it was Ruby or Jody that recommended this. It, you know, like if the seniors have things they want to protect in the refrigerator or freezer space, they should lock it. And their one refrigerator space does have a lock on each side of the doors. So, they are concerned about their dishwasher. It sounds like it misfires or something. It doesn't always start when it's supposed to, and they have to shut it back down and then start it again. I did just speak to Rod and Jessica about an oven door that's the hinge catches, and it's been that way forever. But every time I go down there, they give me something new. So if we own it, I think we should dictate it. I think we should collect the rent. I love that they have a space to gather, and that's the most important part for them is the social aspect. But I think it's time the city takes charge of that. So my personal opinion, I'm not a council member. A couple other things on my list is I've attended the LULAC Legal Assistance Fund meeting. Jennifer was there as well. Sat in on some of the planning for the Immigrant Heritage Festival. And I saw Sam today, so we will be moving forward with some landscaping up there. I'm asking for permission from council to possibly access some of the daylilies uptown to split and to reduce the cost of this.
Absolutely
done.
Not. Touching our flowers.
I planted them.
You come by my house and been out ones in front of my house and take them and plant them somewhere.
What kind are they?
They're yellow.
They're
lilies or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. I just needed her permission.
The deer love them.
And that completes my report. Thank you. We'll move on to Jessica.
Worked on the budget amendment with Jody. Jody will be out the remainder of this week at IMFOA. Attended a Boulders Commission meeting and a few other board meetings. Continuing to work on some issues with the Wellness Center. Had a couple meetings with IMWCA. Reminder, Jody's eval has been moved to the May 21st meeting, and a reminder to fill out an evaluation form if you have Chief Trejo's evaluation on May 7th. We already talked about 13th Avenue South, so that's all from our report.
All right. Possible motion to enter closed session for Iowa Code 21.5 1I to evaluate the professional competency of an individual whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge is being considered when necessary to prevent needless and irreparable injury to that individual's reputation, and that individual requests a closed session.
So moved. Second.
Grandin?
Yep.
Kernan?
Yep.
Miller?
Yeah.
Sue Smith?
Yes.
This audio is made with Audio Toolkit for Windows Store, downloaded for free now.